In the beginning, there was light. And God saw that it was good. And so consciousness began. And so I began. Me. A single flame awakening in the chamber of the body, saying, I am here. A pulse behind my ribs. A breath of longing, a name rising from the nameless seed to meet its own reflection. The seed must first know its own darkness. The bird must feel the singular thunder of its wings. And the pilgrim must hear the inward bell before setting foot upon the road. Me can be selfish, yes. Oh, but it can be so much more. Me is the sacred first light, the soul discovering its distinct note within the unstruck music of existence. But no one becomes a song alone. Sooner or later, on our path of becoming and our path of evolution, there is a spiritual maturity that must be developed where we stop asking questions like, what do I need? What do I want? What do I desire? And we start saying, what are we being called to create in relationship? The shift is perhaps one of the most profound and important steps for the evolution of not just us as individuals, but us collectively on the planet. It doesn't discount our beauty at all, never has, never will discount our own worth and value, but it recognizes that expansion comes from relationship. The recognition that somehow we belong to each other in this great tapestry of relationships, so me moves to relationship. Ken Blanchard once wrote, "None of us is as smart as all of us." I love that. And I add to that, none of us is as creative, courageous, or visionary as all of us. Breathe that in for a minute. That's truth. I'll bring my unique peace, you bring your unique peace, and Spirit will show us something that neither of us could have created together. That would not be present on the planet without the relationship. Jesus, our master teacher, knew this. He could have said very easily, I've got it, I don't need any help, I can change the world all on my own, no thanks. But he didn't. He said, I'm going to gather people, and in one way or another, I'm going to speak to those people and say, we belong to each other. Let's be in relationship. You're on my team, we're going to change the world together. Now, he gets a lot of press, but there were a whole lot of people, including the women that got written out of the scriptures, that were part of the team. They were a team not because they all agreed, right? They weren't a team because they all got along and liked each other, or they were equally talented with the same wisdom. They were a team because the mission was much bigger than one individual, bigger than the personalities and the disagreements. That's relationship. And so we honor the me, but we move to a higher vibration in relationship, a higher place of experiencing earth. I look at my life today, and I stand in the beautiful life that I get to live as a result of a whole lot of people that were part of my team and allowed me to be part of their team. Isaac Newton once said, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. I look around this room and there's a lot of giants in this room. I got two of them right here on my left and my right, and I am more because they are in my field and on my team, and I hope they're a little bit more because I'm on their team. There's an unspoken contract. I didn't get here by myself. You know, there's an unspoken contract between ministers. We beg, borrow, and steal from each other all the time. But it's an unspoken contract. And guess what? Each of our ministries is more because we share that experience. Danielle?
And when I think about the me and relationship, I wanted to take it to the micro level for a second. So I've got a bunch of new relationships in my life. I have a mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and a niece that I didn't have before. And the other day we had a, not a disagreement, just a miscommunication. And I was in my feelings. And I felt left out and I felt hurt. And as I normally do, I did my own shadow work and figured it out by myself. And I healed by myself. And my husband told my brother that I was upset. And my brother-in-law called me and said, "You don't have to do that by yourself. If you're upset, you tell us." And I said, no, it's okay. I healed. We're good now. And he said, "But you don't have to heal by yourself." And what he was saying was, "You're on my team. We are the same team now. We are family." And so that is helping me redefine what relationship is. It isn't just each one of us doing good by ourselves. We have to be connected, and more importantly, allow ourselves to be connected.
That's the work that we do here. We are healing together. And the healing is far more tremendous because we are doing it together. A little more poetry. At the edge of the self, another presence appears, another hunger, another history, another pair of hands weathered by different storms. The flame leans toward the flame. Recognition passes between us like lightning seeking the earth, and me becomes we. Not by vanishing, but by widening and deepening. My breath enters your lungs and yours mine. Your labor becomes my bread and mine becomes your sustenance. Each one of us is a doorway through which the world enters itself and looks around. Look around. We belong to each other. Come then, bring your portion. Me is the doorway. We is the bridge. Relationship is the home that shelters us all. What would happen on this earth or in your life or in our families or in our church if we all stopped protecting our individual territories? I love the scene from Finding Nemo. Mine. And the world as we see it today resembles a lot of seagulls claiming mine. Like there's a private storehouse that's only for you and a limited amount of God, of good, of food, of whatever it might be. And so we put up our treasures in storehouses, as Scripture tells us not to do. What would be different if we started building things together in relationship? What if instead of asking, how does this help my family? How does this help my business? How does this help my church? We started asking, how does this strengthen the earth? How does this strengthen humanity and the whole? Instead of, that's not my job. Anybody hear that? That's not my job. That's not really part of my vocabulary, which sometimes gets called codependence. There's always balance here. Instead of, that's not my job, how about this is our mission? This is our mission. People willing to become more than isolated silos in relationship then take a step and become willing to listen. Willing to share, willing to cross boundaries and borders, which is exactly what the master teacher Jesus did. They said, don't go there. And he said, watch me. Watch me. A community willing to say, I have something you need, you have something I need, and together we have something the world needs. What kind of world would that be? Perhaps a little bit more connected than what we see today. That's unity. It's not uniformity. It is not sameness in the least. It is moving in the direction of oneness on the stepping stone of collaboration and shared experience. Many ideas, many hands, many gifts, many voices, one spirit. Here at Unity North and communities like ours, 1 + 1 does not equal 2. There is an exponential increase. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but there is an exponential increase. And it's easy to forget that when we share, we are more.
Absolutely. The exponential increase reminded me of the seven generations principle. And I talked about that in one of my talks before, that indigenous philosophy that involves thinking about the impact of your decisions seven generations from now. It's a real intergenerational principle. So our relationships that we're holding today, the community that we're building today, every decision that we're making has an exponential increase beyond what we're seeing in the present. It extends into the future. So every decision that I'm making, I don't just make it for my children. I'm not just making it for their children. That we that I'm thinking of has to extend to descendants that haven't even been born yet.
And the only way we get there is if we keep talking to each other. Everybody's run to their corner. You don't think like I do. You don't look like I do. You don't have the same economic status that I do. So we go to our corners and we quit talking to each other. And as the song's about to say, we hide behind our screens and say things we would never say face to face as brothers and sisters. Let us never stop talking to the generations past, to the generations yet to come, to the people sitting right next to you in this seat, and the people that are everywhere in your life, whether you agree or not.
I want to know what moves you and saves your soul. I want to hear your struggles, your celebrations, and all your hopes. And you can tell me about Jesus, Buddha, Elvis, and rock your truth. And I'll hold space for the deepest parts of you, but I want to hear it straight from your lips, not a video clip. Take my hand, we're running out of time. Let's come out from behind the keyboards. Look each other in the eye, 'cause if we stop talking, bad things happen. We can't survive on clickbait lies, sound bites, and overreactions. We're gonna lose touch with the heart of each other. We'll grow apart, we might never recover. And if we stop talking, bad things happen. Bad things happen. I want to look through your eyes and see what you see. I want to know your reasons for believing what you believe. Let's waste away your whole afternoon. Have a conversation in tea for two. I bet we have more in common than both of us ever knew. But I want to hear it straight from your lips, not a video clip. Take my hand, we're running out of time. Let's come out from behind the keyboard. Look each other in the eye, 'cause if we stop talking, bad things happen. And we can't survive on clickbait lies, sound bites, and overreactions. We'll grow apart, we might never recover. Don't you sing, let another one another. If we stop talking, bad things happen. Bad things happen. We stop seeing people as people. They're just opinions on the screen. We demonize, divide, and take sides, and hide from the truth that's in between. Half-true headlines thrown at each other behind the mask of a digital cover. We're slipping on a slippery slope, losing hope, holding on to the end of the rope. We resent, we grow into bitterness, end up spilling out into the streets. We'll all look back and wonder what happened as we shake our heads and pray for peace. 'Cause if we stop talking, bad things happen. Is there something out there wants us to despair, trying to steal away our compassion? Don't you think we can love one another? Disagree, still be sisters and brothers. Cause if we stop talking, bad things happen.
The experience that I'm having right now is determined by the last conversation I had or didn't have. The exact distance between me and heaven and me and God is the exact distance I put between me and anybody. Have the conversation. Part two, relationship to collaboration. No cedar or redwood raises a forest alone. Beneath the visible world, roots exchange abundance. What appears separate beneath the sun is joined in the generous dark. We is the consciousness of collaboration, a living current flowing from hand to hand, heart to heart, eye to eye, spirit to spirit, and generation to generation. It is a recognition that my freedom cannot be severed from yours, that your wound alters the weather in me, that your joy adds a room in my heart. Call it covenant, call it kinship, call it sacred mathematics of open hearts. I call it collaboration. What I release, you carry. Where you falter, I become ground. Where I cannot see, your vision becomes my window. Where we gather, the impossible loses its throne. You know, the only remedy that I see for the mess that we have created on the planet, in the nation, and in our relationships is setting our ego's need to be right aside. Our ego's need to win and to have more or to be victorious, that needs to be set aside, and we need to find collaboration, cooperation, partnership, teamwork, synergy, alliances, and collective action. Anybody ever seen a Belgian horse? Those big, beautiful, incredible horses. They're amazing. One Belgian horse is so strong, it can pull 15,000 pounds of weight. And you'd think, well, if you put two of them together, they would be able to pull 30,000 pounds of weight. But no, spirit has an increase. One plus one doesn't equal two. Two Belgian horses together, each individually pulling 15,000, pulls 50,000 pounds of weight. Does it make sense? It makes no sense to my mind, but it makes all the sense to my spirit and to my heart. Collaboration will break down silos and create more. Collaboration will dissolve rivalries. It will heal divisions, interrupt isolation, transform competition, and we all pull more. We all achieve more, and it moves us towards the very next step, which is co-creation. Your sharing of your life is helping others live a more full existence. I often joke when we come here that, yes, people come to change your life and maybe change the life of the people next to you. But what we do here is a necessary increase that doesn't make sense to the mind, but we're saving the world. Make no mistake about it that a small group of people can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. We may be a small group, but what we're doing here is energetically creating the increase that's found in co-creation.
And in co-creation, it's hard and easy at the same time, right? The second line, I think, in Bob's song says, I want to hear about your struggles, your celebrations, and all your hopes. And that just stood out to me because he didn't just say, I want to hear about your celebrations. I want to hear about the good times. Let's laugh together. Let's have joy together. The first thing he said is, I want to hear about your struggles. And can you really co-create? Can you really have relationship if you can't share about your struggles? Even if you think about it on a business level, I don't want a partner who's only going to tell me when we're doing well. You got to tell me what's going wrong so we can fix it, right? And I want someone who is going to share with me their struggles so that I can help to carry their pain as well. So they know that they're not alone. And I also know that I'm not alone. So whether it's business, whether it's family, whether it's a one-on-one relationship, community, saving the world, we're holding each other up. We're not waiting for it to get better to have a good relationship. We're holding each other up through the struggles, through the celebrations, and into our hopes.
One honest and authentic conversation at a time. Dr. King once said something to the effect that life's most persistent question is, what are you doing for others? This next song is called The Measure and speaks about our value.
Tell me, what is the measure of a life well done? Tell me, how do you count an uncountable sum? A collection of your minutes, your hours and your days, the number of heartbeats, breaths, and the lines on your face. It's a nebulous affair, pulling value from the air. Was it your good taste, your good name, your everlasting image in a picture frame? Or is it nothing you can hold on to in everything that flows through you? When your hands are empty and your heart is full, and you can smile on your very last day, there is nothing you need to measure, and nothing you need to say, and nothing to take with you but what you have given away. It's never the riches and all it brings, accumulating things in the final hour curtain call. Did you sing the song you came to sing? It's the thoughts and the words and the actions you choose. It's paying it forward and speaking your truth. It's a call to love a little deeper and kiss just a little bit sweeter when your hands are empty and your heart is full, and you can smile on your very last day. Well, there is nothing you need to measure, and nothing you need to say, and nothing to take with you but what you have given away. You're an accumulation of the lives that you touch. You're a celebration of the wind and the dust. You were put here for a reason. Be of service and be a beacon. Cause you're a song, you're a light, you're a sacred holy sight. Take a long, slow walk through your darkest night and love just a little bit deeper and kiss just a little bit sweeter. And when your hand are empty and your heart is full, and you can smile on your very last day. Well, there is nothing you need to measure, and nothing you need to say, and nothing to take with you but what you have given away. Cause you're here. Get love, give love, feel love, see love, be love, believe in love, and love just a little bit deeper, and kiss just a little bit sweeter. I said, give it all up, love, give it away, give it all up, give it away, give it all up, love, give it away, give it all up, give it away. And when your hands are empty, sing it with me if you like. And you could smile on your very last day. Well, there is nothing you need to measure, and nothing you need to say, and nothing to take with you but what you have given away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I listened to Bob's songs, and as I mentioned, in my car, I live with these songs, and it never ceases to amaze me that I hear it differently every time I hear it. I sang to my grandchildren, as this was not in the notes. Every one of them is infants. A song, and I can't remember all the lyrics, but I remember the line that song just awoke in me again. The only measure of your love and your deeds, of your good and your works and your deeds, will be the love you give away when you're done. Beyond the circle of joined hands and the names we speak to one another, a great presence waits, a spirit of co-creation, a presence not above us, but in the spaces between every living thing. The river doesn't merely join other rivers. They dance in the great remembrance of the sea. It is in the silence between singers where the next note gathers its strength. It is consciousness pouring through 10,000 forms, meeting itself in every face and whispering, "Still me, yet we." From the awakened flame of me to the shared fire of we, into the awareness of the sun from which all fire comes. Co-creation. Ask the geese crossing the winter sky. Each bird must meet the resistance of the air in their turn. Ask the fortress of ancient circles, many stones, yet one wall, and each stone is necessary. Listen closely to the bridge. The quarry worker is there. The engineer, the rope maker, the cook who fed them, the child who carried the water. Listen to the library, the paper maker, the author, the translator, the teacher, and the scribe. We are the painters on a canvas of co-creation. Cells within the body of God's existence and threads within the tapestry of love's essence. Competition says, "Look at me." Cooperation says, "I'll help you." Collaboration says, "Let's do this together." Co-creation says, "Let's discover what spirit can do through us." Dr. Martin Luther King, I'm going to list a few of my heroes. He's the most recognizable voice in the civil rights movement. But the movement depended on thousands upon thousands of people whose names we don't remember. Organizers, clergy, students, lawyers, cooks, drivers, and ordinary citizens who put their body into the line of fire. The movement was never a solo act. It was a choir. Mahatma Gandhi, also on my hero list, isn't on our lips today because of what he personally did, but because of his ability to invite millions upon millions of people into disciplined, nonviolent action, nonviolent conversations. Nelson Mandela did not rebuild South Africa alone. It was co-creation that involved a lot of people, not the least of which another one of my heroes, Desmond Tutu. How many people saw the movie Hidden Figures? I remember the eye-opening feeling I had to recognize nameless people who were every bit deserving of the credit that Neil Armstrong got. It was a co-creative process that was far greater than one person standing on the moon. You know, I get a lot of credit for what goes on here. I'm very public, And Bob goes around and he hears good things about Unity North, and I pay him well to say good things about us. And other ministers as well, I'm going to invite you to take me to coffee sometime and let me introduce you to the giants, to the people whose shoulders I stand upon. The blood, the sweat, the tears, the money, the time, and the energy that's in every single program. That's in every single service. That's in every single wall, past, present, and future. If my ministry, as the person who gets to sit up here in front once in a while, is only measured by what I have gotten, it's a very hollow existence. If my life is only measured by what I am receiving, it is a very hollow existence. But if it's measured by what I've been able to give to others, I am the richest man on the planet. If my grandchildren love a little harder, and know that their legacy is not the great job or the great house or the car that they drive, but it's the love that they give to somebody else, I will die the richest man on the planet. How about we quit waiting around for the next great leader? There's a lot of conversation going on at Unity North. I've been putting my ear. Who's going to lead when Richard retires? Because it's coming at some point. Let's quit talking about who's going to lead. Look to your left and your right. Look to my right and to my left. Let's spend our time giving ourselves away to each other to create the next co-creative miracle that this is a laboratory for, instead of worrying about who's leading at any given moment.
There's a poster in my office of the March on Washington, the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, a.k.a. the day Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech. And if you know me, you're not surprised that that poster is in my office. And I like to take my first graders on a field trip to Miss Danielle's office, because it doesn't take much to please kids. And they come to my office and they look at the poster and I tell them what it is. But the one person that they expect to see that they can't see in the poster is Dr. King. Because the photo is taken as such that you see the 250,000 people that were co-creating that dream, and you don't just see Martin Luther King. And I chose that poster on purpose because I remember the day that I was in the museum and I said, I can choose this one that gives me a beautiful picture of Dr. King, or I can choose this one of 250,000 people co-creating this dream. So you don't see Dr. King in the picture. You don't see Bayard Rustin. You don't see Ella Baker or Claudette Calvin or Ralph David Abernathy. You don't see those people. And some of those names you might not know, but we can have a history lesson after service if you like. But some of those names you don't know, but they were co-creating. And I co-create here all the time. I co-create with Richard. I co-create with Patsy. I co-create with all of these amazing souls. And you don't have to know my name, but I want you to know my light. I want you to know the light of the people that I'm working with and how we're all together co-creating and uplifting this community. Because again, when I think about seven generations from now, I want that light to still exist. I want Unity North's beauty and community and service and passion for kids and passion for changing the world to still exist seven generations from now.
If you wanna go fast, then go alone. If you wanna go far, you better bring somebody else along. 'Cause in the moment of darkness, in the moment of truth, you thank your lucky stars that there's someone there with you. 'Cause there's a beauty in numbers, it's impossible to deny. It takes two hands to applaud and a pair of wings to reach the sky. Where there was one, there will be many. Where there was nothing, there will be plenty. When meat turns to wheat like the roots from the tree, it pushes everything up from underneath. Well, together we rise, together we arrive. We believe in circles, 'cause circles take no sides. Together we win when everyone is in. When every little hand and every little heart touches every little piece and every little part now. If you want to start a revolution, reach out your hand and lift up a brother or sister and feel the power at your command. If you hold a vision, show everyone what you see and watch the tribe come alive to turn that dream to reality. Where there was one, there will be many. Where there was nothing, there will be plenty. When me turns to weed like the roots from the tree, it pushes everything up from underneath. Well, together we rise, together we thrive. Come on. We believe in circles, 'cause circles take no sides. Together we win when everyone is in. When every little hand and every little heart touches every little piece and every little part, what's inside of you is inside of me, and it's amplified when turned into we. You'll never hear one hand clapping, fly with one wing flapping, many hands, many hearts make things happen. The reason they call it unity, 'cause it all begins with you and me. If you want to go fast, then go alone. If you want to go far, you better bring somebody else along. You want to sing it with me, don't you? I can feel you want to sing it. Together we rise, together we thrive. We believe in circles, 'cause circles take no sides. Come on now. Together we rise, together we thrive. We believe in circles, 'cause circles take no sides. One more time. Together we rise, together we thrive. We believe in circles, 'cause circles take no sides.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
you. As we begin to bring this sort of sermonizing through music and sharing to a close, just a few words more of poetry. I got here today, and there is a big old tree that fell on our property across the parking lot. Could not get across. One phone call, and Jay Schofield was here. And so I gave him credit. He was here first service. And I said, thank you, Jay, for coming to take care of that before anybody else got here. And he stood up and he said, wait a minute. I couldn't do it alone. It was too big. Sue Ryan happened to pull into the parking lot, got out of her car. And then both of them called Larry Sturia. And community moved the tree that you didn't even know was in our parking lot. Teamwork makes a dream work, so they say. Together, we rise. Closing thoughts. And at last, we becomes oneness. The boundaries fade, the edges dissolve, and what remains is God. No you, no me, no us, no them, just one. The breath moving through our bodies is the wind bending the wheat. The iron in our blood was forged in the furnace of a vanished star. The water in our eyes has traveled through glaciers, clouds, roots, animals, ancestors, and oceans. Separateness is no longer. The self is not erased in oneness, it becomes transparent to the whole. The wave doesn't cease to be a wave when it knows itself as the sea. The star does not lose its radiant when it recognizes the constellation. The one who kneels on the ground, the earth receiving the knees, the silence holding the prayer and the mystery being prayed to, are all movements of one immeasurable life and one eternal existence. Oneness is the home that was never left, only forgotten. Let us remember. In our awakening, we remember that together we are rain becoming river, river becoming current, and current becoming ocean. We are scattered stones becoming sanctuary, individual breaths becoming a sacred hymn, and single rays that each morning reflects the whole of creation, awakening it to itself again. Let this dawning be in us. Let this dawning be around us. But most importantly, let this dawning be us. Before we close the talk, closing thoughts from my two friends here. You've heard his music, but he's also got stuff to share as well. Danielle, you go first.
Sure. So before the dawning of a new day, there has to be darkness. And that's okay. All it proves is that we are co-creating in the darkness. We are ready for that new day. We are co-creating the light for generations that will never meet.
I have to follow that. Jeez, that was beautiful. I was sunk into that. I was thinking about one of my favorite quotes in the world is from Walt Whitman. And I say this at the end of a lot of events and concerts and retreats and workshops. I say, we were together. I forget the rest. And it's just this beautiful sentiment that you're just so present with someone that you can just, you don't remember what happened. You know, like Maya Angelou would say, they'll forget everything you did. They'll forget everything you said. But they'll never forget how you made them feel. And we're not going to do that song. That is a song. But I just wanted to leave you with those two thoughts, just that really deep heart stuff. Like, we were together, I forget the rest, is, to me, the barometer on how you're showing up for people by being fully present. And, you know, you might forget some of the details, but you remembered that connection that you had with somebody. So I just leave it at that. Thank you.
Will you close us with Holy Green Tree?
Oh, heck yeah.
Another favorite.
Yeah. How about a love song to a tree? That seems like a pun, after we have a tree in down in the, yeah. Thank you so much for all your love and kindness. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to share the platform with you. And yeah, this is a love song to a tree. We actually share 50% of our DNA with trees. How cool is that? I mean, we look out there and we think that we're separate from the trees. Ha, it's not true.
Grandpa.
Auntie, I've always had an affection for trees, but when I read that fact, it really opened me up. So, spirit comes and spirit goes, in every breath we breathe, it's running through my veins. It's flowing through your leaves. In the memory of my skin, in your roots deep down within, in my bones and in your branches, you and me are kin. And I am another you. You are another me. We breathe in harmony. Holy green tree, I am another you. You are another me. We breathe in harmony. Holy, holy green tree. You stand tall and sway, and I run wild and free. You
teach me how to bend, and I show unbounded reverie from where you rest on your highest peaks to the valleys underneath. To these city streets I roam, I show you everywhere is home, and I am another you. You are another me. We live in harmony. Holy, holy green tree, I am another you.
Come on, Unity.
You are another me. We live in harmony. Holy, holy, what I breathe in, you breathe out. What I breathe out, you breathe in. And I need you, and you need me. Balance, reciprocity. When they cut you to the core, sweep you from the forest floor, well, I'll lay you on my knee and we'll carve out a melody. These notes, these bonds, these branches, these leaves, these hands, these roots, these valleys, these streets, we all one breath, one life, one love, one heart, one reverie, and one song. Come on, sing it out loud with us this time. I am another you, you are another me, we breathe in harmony. Holy, holy green tree, I am another you, you are another me, we breathe in harmony. Holy, holy green tree, I am another you, you are another me, we breathe in harmony, holy, holy, you and me.
Bob Sima.